Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend, Dr. Jay Rudd at Aurora LASIK and AuroraLASIK.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. You need to check it out as well. Go to AuroraLASIK.com. That's AuroraLASIK.com. Dr. Jay Rudd. He is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's AuroraLASIK.com for your refractive lens exchange.
Now, from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Kevin, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah?
The 2 o'clock headlines are brought to you by Buddy's Goodies and Glass.
That's true. Did you know also that it's always 420 at Buddy's?
It says right here 202.
Again, we need someday, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a remote from Buddy's. And then all day, we will be telling people what time it is, and it will always be 420.
Injury report out for the Tennessee Titans football team. They play the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday at Lumen Field. Bud Dupree did not practice yesterday. It was limited today. A.J. Brown limited yesterday, but is full participation today. I'm looking through some other guys that might not. There's a David Long, Caleb Farley did not participate. So I guess some guys banged up there. That's too bad, Tennessee. All right, Mariners are off today. They lost the series yesterday to Boston, losing in extra innings. They now go to that juggernaut that is the Kansas City Royals. Start a series there tomorrow, final road trip of the year before they come home. They're still in it, sort of, kind of hanging in there. Let's see what else we got going on out there in the world of sports. Huskies taking on Arkansas State. That game is 1:15 on Saturday. 9 o'clock pregame right here on 950 KJR. Real Salt Lake and Seattle Sounders, 6:30. Coming up on Saturday, that game over on... Is that on 1090 or it actually will be here?
That's on 950.
Okay, yeah, we'll be done with the
Huskies. No pregame for that one.
No pregame, Jackson. You have an easy day. Just do halftime and postgame, fella. Nice and easy. And we've got Thursday night football tonight. Giants, Washington, 520 kickoff, and you're home for the NFL. Where, Kevin?
950, KJR.
And if you are ready for this, week 2, fantasy football, let's start it right now.
He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's time to talk fantasy football with TheAthletic.com's Brendan Funston.
Rodgers throws for the end zone. It is caught.
Derek Carr is showing off.
Brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. The beautiful, brand new Emerald Queen Casino. Located on I-5 in Tacoma is now open.
Gurley diving across the goal line.
Mahomes to throw for the end zone. Kelce with a grab in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown.
Wilson's going to run.
Diving for the end zone. He's in.
Now with Brendan Funston, here's Ian Furness.
Oh, let it play out. Here we go. Thursday, you hear that song. The fall, crisp, kind of cool weather is starting to come into the air. Is this not just the most glorious feeling when you get to a Thursday at this time of the day and you hear that song?
It's football time, Ian.
It is football time. Football tonight, football this weekend. Kevin Shockey, Brendan Funston's with us, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
What up, my man? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready to talk some week 2 action here.
All right, we're going to go to the phones in a second. 206-286-9595 or 800-829-0950 when people answer the question they drop off. 49451 is the Coors Light text line.
They're keeping Seattle chill.
Kevin, give us the statistics for today. When did the first one come in? How many in the first, I don't know, 30 seconds or minute did we get for Funston?
Well, Ian, our first text came in at 13:00:00.
Wow.
Wow.
And you know that makes me happy. We had 4 that came in a second later. We had
who are those?
6 that came in 2 seconds later.
Wow.
2 more that came in 4 seconds. 1 that came in 12 seconds. 1 that came in 19 seconds. But that's 1 at exactly 0:00 and 4 at 0:01 is just... It does my heart good.
You have trained them well.
I'm so proud.
You really have trained them well. It's kind of remarkable.
They're great listeners. Oh. No getting around it.
All right. We'll get to those texts with Funston in a second. The best way to get your questions answered with Brandon from The Athletic, of course, would be on the phones. Or if you're at 13:00:00, which means right at 1 o'clock p.m., Kevin will get to those as well. Anything jump out, Brandon, before in general terms, before we go to the phones? Anything jump out week 1? It's so early, I know, but what kind of jumped out at you? What was your big takeaway from week 1 in fantasy?
Bad reporting or not enough reporting. You know, we didn't have a clue about Trey Sermon going to be inactive, that Brandon Ayuk was struggling to separate himself from Trent Sherfield, that there was a bunch of things that, you know, didn't pop up on the radar that kind of showed itself out in week one. So now we have some context to go off of. But yeah, there was some misses. And I work at a company where there's a lot of reporters, and you know, more than ever, you're not getting access like you have before. Right. Practices are closed off, and preseasons are shorter. So that's just going to kind of probably be the norm in the preseason going forward. So there's going to be more things we don't know going into the year, but. Proof's in the pudding. We at least have a game now that we can go off of and get some context.
Mike, Kevin, you know where to start today, buddy. Let's go.
I mean, I feel a little dirty because he was not first to call in.
No, but we'll go. We'll go. We have a certain order we keep no matter what, and we'll start first up in Evans with Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey. Hi, guys. Hi, Ian. Hi, Brandon. How you doing?
We're good. What do you got for Brandon?
I need one of these four running backs. Tyson Williams, Melvin Gordon, Devin Singletary, or Jonathan Taylor, and thanks.
All right. Mike, stay tuned because you're going to want to hear in about three or four calls from now. Anyway, go ahead.
Did he say one or two?
One.
Oh, yeah. I think it's got to be Jonathan Taylor, who it was heartening to see that he had so much work in the passing game. 15 targets to combine to Taylor and Hines there, and I think it's something they'll probably continue to do going forward. So give me Jonathan Taylor.
Kevin, can you jump down to line three, please?
I think I can make that work.
Ricky in Tacoma.
That'd be me. How's it going, fellas?
Of course, it's you, and it's going well. What's up, Ricky?
All right. Already got a tough, of a question here, man. Okay, I got three guys. I need one for my flex, Brandon. I have James Robinson, Juju Smith-Schuster, or Nyheim Hines. Who should I go with this week? What do you think?
Ooh, is it full PPR?
Let me think here. Oh, no, just half point PPR.
Half PPR. I think you go Juju Smith-Schuster. 9 targets in the first game. That's a solid amount of targets. It's the Raiders. Oh. You can throw on them a bit.
Yeah, the Raiders, of course.
Yeah, you got the Raiders. And Eric Ebron's out, which, he wouldn't get a ton of targets, but that's just one less main option in the passing game to worry about. So I feel like Juju's pretty safe this week.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
Ricky, you have a great week. Let's go to line five. All right. 0-1 or 1-0, sir?
Who the hell is C.D. Lamb?
0-1, Robin Burian. How are you?
That might be why he's 0-1 if he doesn't know who C.D. Lamb is.
I mean.
When did he, 2 years now? A year? What did he, rookie? What are we doing? C.D. Lamb, get out of here.
What do you got? What do you got?
And then Dak, I thought he was hurt and he's going to take his time coming back. No? Okay.
No? So, no?
Who do you like, the Bears or Buffalo better, please, sir?
The Bears or Buffalo? Gosh, that's a good question. We're doing picks now, huh? I'm probably going Chicago at home, coming off the loss, a tough loss on the road to the Rams. You got Andy Dalton revenge game, which I'm not really buying into.
God help us, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, thanks for the phone call. Greg and Graham, I believe you were not with us last week, sir. And I'm. Where were that? Where the hell were you?
I was out of the net. I just couldn't get to the phone.
All right. So all right.
I had to wing it. So now that's why I have a big question. Since I benched Debo Samuel last week, I need to start one of these three: Debo, Antonio Brown, or Melvin Gordon.
Ooh, one of the three. I'll go with Debo. I was big on Debo last week. You didn't get that advice from me to bench him. But,
right.
Yeah, we're finding out Brandon Ayuk's sort of in the doghouse, and it's looking pretty clear that Debo is the go-to guy right now in that San Francisco pass attack.
All right. Kevin, let's jump up to line one. Julie is in Linwood. Hi, Julie. I think you have a connection to one of our callers, do you not?
Oh, I do, yes. This is the start of the family civil war here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Is that with Mike and Edmonds,
I'm the sister-in-law of Mike from Edmonds, right.
Oh, cool. Well, how can Brandon help you with the civil war?
Well, I'm a little dubious of starting Henry against Seattle. My other choices are Damian Harris or Daryl Henderson.
I'm not ready to make that move. Look, I... it seems Tennessee seems like one you just can't mess up. It's a lot of Derrick Henry, then it's play action from Ryan Tannehill. It's a new offensive coordinator there, but he is from the system. He was a tight ends coach before. And one thing that jumps out is this was a 34% play action team, and they were in the low teens against Seattle. It's their recipe for success, and I think they're smart enough to figure out that they need to get back to some of the old school Titan ways, and that involves a whole lot of Derrick Henry.
Best of luck, Julie. Thanks for the phone call against Mike. They fell behind 17-0. That wasn't a typical Tennessee Derrick. You're not pulling the plug on a guy that had the yards he had last year, right?
Right, but it's also, man, that defense is not good, and Arizona was you know, full throttle from the opening bell. So hopefully that carries over, and Seattle can have some fun against that defense.
Let's get Steven Sultan. He's up next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, so I need to sit one. Najee Harris, Miles Gaskin, or Mike Davis?
I'm going to sit Mike Davis against Tampa Bay, against Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh, the team that just absolutely throttled Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, good call. And the final phone before we go to the text. Brian's up in Everett. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going? Need to start one of these two tight ends, Gronk or Jared Cook, and then start two of three Thielens, Robert Woods, and Mike Williams.
Thielen, Woods, and you know what? I'm going to go with Adam Thielen and Mike Williams. Mike Williams playing that Michael Thomas role, showed up a career-high 12 targets. He got a bunch of them within 10 yards. Normally, he's a big vertical guy, so that's very encouraging about his week-to-week consistency upside. So give me Thielen and Williams, and I will go with Gronk. I don't know how you can sit him after the way he looked. He looked old-school vintage Gronk last week, so keep him out there.
Kevin, let's go to the text, 49451. We will start with you. I can't wait for the question that came in. When did it come in again, Kevin?
This came in at 13:00:00. That's exactly 1 o'clock.
Fire away, Kev.
And beautiful. I'm going to read it word for word, and you know I'm telling the truth. Shockey is my all-time hero. Need two PPR. Mike Evans, Jamar Chase, Devontae Smith, Brandon Ayuk.
You know what? I'm going to go with the first two, Chase and Evans.
God bless you. I'm sorry. This is funny. 425. This came in a second later. Full point PPR. Need one flex. Hollywood, Jarvis Landry, Julio Jones.
I love Jarvis Landry this week, and I will go with Julio Jones over Hollywood just a little bit.
Okay. PPR flex. This also came in a second later. Deebo Samuel, Jonathan Taylor. You like both.
I do like both. I'm probably going to go with Jonathan Taylor just slightly. A little more guaranteed floor with the running back.
All right. Marcus here in the 206. Derek Carr or Matt Ryan?
I'm going to go with Matt Ryan.
Okay. This is a lot, but they texted in a second after the top of the hour, so I'm going to read it. 206. Half point PPR. Need one running back, two flex. Zeke, Eckler, Antonio Gibson, Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, Deebo.
Wow.
So three players, one has to be a running back.
I think you got to go Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp. And I, you know what? I want Antonio Gibson in there. Who was the first?
Zeke Elliott.
All right, I'm going to go.
Can you sit Zeke at this point already?
I don't know how you can sit any of. I actually like Zeke a decent amount. I'm going to go Gibson, Zeke, and Amari Cooper.
All right, you're welcome, 206. It's because you were so early that I read all that crap. Dustin, the 253. PPR, need one running back. Naeem Hines, Elijah Mitchell, Mike Davis.
Let's go with Elijah Mitchell.
Okay, full point PPR, need two receivers. DJ Moore, Corey Davis, Cole Beasley, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling is my super deep sleeper. Definitely DJ Moore, and I think Corey Davis. If you want to go for upside, it's Marquez Valdes-Scantling getting one or two big plays against the Lions. He was targeted 8 times last week. I think that could cash against the Lions, especially with Jeffrey Okuda out for the year in their secondary.
We are still in the 2 seconds after the top of the hour category. Do I start Russell Wilson or Tom Brady?
Sorry, Russell. I got Brady as a top three play against Atlanta this week.
253 PPR. Come on, people. You don't need PPR when it's quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford or Lamar Jackson?
I got to go Lamar Jackson. Like them both, but Lamar's got the wheels to add to the passing game.
All right. Need one. Galladay, Ruggs, or Van Jefferson?
Definitely Kenny Galladay. Looked good, and I think, he's the play for me pretty easily there.
Okay, sitting one of these three, Galladay, Chenault Jr., Waddle.
I will sit Chenault Jr. this week.
Okay. Now we're at 4 seconds after the top of the hour.
This is insane, man.
It's freaking awesome. 360. I need two of these four half-point PPR flex. Tyson Williamson, Brandon Ayuk, LaVisca Chenault, Devin Singletary.
Let's go with Tyson Williams and LaVisca Chenault are the two that I would start there.
All right. Need one. Davis, Gordon III, or Josh Jacobs?
Give me Gordon III. Josh Jacobs sat out of practice, got ankle and toe, but Gordon's got a great matchup against Jacksonville.
All right, really sloppy from the 253 here at 12 seconds after the top of the hour. Half-point PPR, Kittle or Gronk?
Kittle.
Okay, 19 seconds after the top. PPR, need one for flex. Zeke Elliott, Adam Thielen, T. Higgins, Jarvis Landry.
Adam Thielen, T. Higgins, Jarvis Landry. Give me the give me Thielen and Zeke.
One.
Oh, Zeke.
Okay. A minute 13 seconds after. Need one. Antonio Brown, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, standard scoring.
I'm going to go in order, Jefferson, Thielen, Brown.
Okay. Minute 20. How nervous should I be about Aaron Rodgers?
We've seen it before. It was an anomaly. Love the fact that he's at home against the Lions. I expect him to go pretty big in this one.
Yeah. One standard here. Need one. Jamal Williams, Singletary, Ingram.
I will go with Jamal Williams.
Okay. Cousins, Darnold, or Jones?
Give me Cousins.
I'm going to do three more, Ian, and then we'll be up to 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Standard league, Rodgers, Matthew Stafford.
Rodgers.
Need two of three, half PPR, Julio Jones, DJ Moore, Antonio Brown.
Give me Antonio Brown and not Julio. Who was the second one?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore.
Okay, half point PPR. Wasting my time. Barkley or Goddard? I'm sorry. I read that wrong. So half-point PPR, Barkley or Goddard?
Yeah, no, I guess I'm still going Barkley, although it's not a slam dunk. He only had 10 carries last week. He's not healthy all the way yet, but I still go with Barkley.
Unbelievable. I think I just did 20, Ian, and we are only now to 5 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm sorry. It's almost too much. You have 2 minutes, Ian.
I'm going to fly through it real quick. Higbee or Goddard, tight end?
Zach Ertz is a little bit banged up right now, so I'm going to go Goddard.
Goddard it is. Flex, Latavius Murray or Tyson Williams?
I'm going to lean Tyson Williams, but that one's pretty close.
You know if you ask for a trade, it gets to the top of the priority list.
Right. The big event.
Sutton, Logan Thomas, and Edwards-Helaire for T. Higgins, Ryan Tanyan, and Najee Harris. Which side do you like?
Let's see. Sutton, CEH, and...
And Logan Thomas.
CEH sucks.
For T. Higgins, Ryan Tanyan, and Najee Harris.
Yep. I want the bottom. I want Higgins, and I want Harris. With you on CEH. It's overrated.
What a mistake on that draft pick, by the way. They're still great, but, man, they could have done so much better for their team.
I think what they need to do is just make him Austin Eckler, where they're throwing to him all the time and getting him out in space. He's not a guy. Once he gets touched, he goes down.
More tight end questions. Gerald Everett or Rob Gronkowski, maybe you can just tell me what your top five tight ends are.
Sure. It's Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, and George Kittle every week, as long as they're healthy. Then it's TJ Hockenson and Mark Andrews, and Gronk is sixth.
What do you think about Everett?
I like it. I feel like there's a big play waiting to happen every week with him, like we saw last week. It's just volume will be an issue. So it's him, and who was the other one?
Was Gronk or Gerald Everett.
Gerald Everett.
Oh, yeah. So Gronk. You got to go Gronk. Yeah.
Okay. Need three. Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, Tyler Boyd, Marquise Brown.
Need three. Tyreek Hill, Tyler Lockett, and it's not Marquise Brown. Tyler Boyd, and who was the other one?
Keenan Allen,
yeah. First three.
Where's our guy Tyler Lockett in your mind these days?
He's top 15 wide receiver probably every week. I don't know if matchup really matters a whole lot.
Last year was a different one, right? Because didn't last year he put up all of his numbers in like three or four games?
Yeah, Arizona. It was mostly, I think, both games against Arizona, and then he had like one or two other big ones.
What's that matchup like for tennis? Okay, let me just ask you this before I wrap it up, because we got. I think some of these might have been the same, and I'll be honest with you, we're running out of time. From a Seattle standpoint, Carson, Metcalf, Wilson, Lockett, Everett against that Tennessee defense? All those guys must start guys?
All of them, absolutely. Tennessee is shaping up. They weren't a great defense last year, and they were one of the worst-looking defenses out of the gates in week one. I think it's a big DK week, especially. He's I think, the guy that we could potentially see a couple touchdowns from.
So, Brandon, if you were making a pick in a contest like Fact or Fiction, would you take the Seahawks minus six? Hypothetically speaking.
I am very superstitious about doing that. I almost do the reverse psychology all the time with the Seahawks.
Oh, I feel you. I know
that. I would rather be wrong as long as the Seahawks ended up being the right.
Well, let's
answer.
Say I want to be right.
I think they are. I think they're a good bet to cover the minus six, to be honest with you.
I think you're right, too.
I hate saying it, though. I feel like I'm throwing some bad karma out there when I do it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this. This is awesome. I mean, when we have that amount of texts that come in the first couple of minutes.
Seconds.
Ian. Well, not even the first couple seconds. At the top of the hour on the money, and then seconds after that. We know how important this segment is every week, so we appreciate it. Funston, if people did not get their questions answered, I asked you to give us the top three or four tight ends, so you did that off the top of your head. You have all your rankings where?
Yeah, at The Athletic. I do have my rankings up for week two. My colleague, who does a great job with rankings as well, Jake Seeley, has his with projections for everybody. And right now, I think if you go to the injury mailbag column, there'll be one coming out later today, but there's one from last week. There's a link in there for 50% off a subscription. Ooh. So take advantage of that. I don't think you will be disappointed.
My man, you're the best. I thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Brandon Funston, The Athletic, for joining us. That's an amazing thing I just saw on radio. That is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like, it really is, man. Kevin, it's crazy.
It's freaking awesome.
It really is. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Fact or Fiction, it's Kevin Shockey's pick day. He's already trying to grovel for Clemson for inside information there.
I don't want to take
the
Niners-Eagles game, but it's the other. Like, those are the only two interesting games left on the NFL slate.
You have one more commercial break to just come to a decision, so we'll do it next.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything. Reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was. I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.
Now back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
And why 2 plus 2 makes 4? Nine, nine, nine. I'm going to teach you.
Getting ready for a little Fact or Fiction in about 2 or 3 minutes time. Getting you ready to go. Big news today in Seattle. They made it official. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred was here. He was at the Space Needle with the powers to be for the Mariners, and they made the announcement 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Game is coming to the city of Seattle. So we're 2 years away from that, which will be a lot of fun. And a good day. A good day in this city along the way.
There were a couple other things that were mentioned in there. One specifically, John Stanton did say that they are going to put $50 million into the ballpark for improvements. They didn't get specific about what they will be, but that they are going to significantly invest in improving T-Mobile Park.
What would need to be done there? I'm just trying to think.
It's a good question.
I think that's such a great ballpark. I mean, it is I'm just trying to, off the top of my head, because, you know, I don't know how many people, you know, this kind of been a strange year. They started out with limited capacity, and then they upped it up, you know, they upped with masks on, they upped it to full capacity, and you get to take your mask off. Now you got to have a mask back on. And so people, I know a lot of people have been kind of reluctant to go for a variety of different reasons. They uncomfortable in public, maybe didn't want to wear a mask,
yep.
Whatever the case might be. If you haven't been yet, what they did, and this was supposed to open last year, but obviously we didn't have fans, what they did to the upper deck overlooking Elliott Bay, that whole area up there, the Trident Deck, I think they call it, right? And then
is that what it is?
And then there's a whole bar area that's basically just, you know, if you can almost reach out and touch the left field foul pole.
Yeah.
That area up there is, honest to goodness, it's spectacular. I know a lot of people like to hang – the youngins like to hang out there in the pen. If you're a little bit, I don't know, in the Ian or even Kevin age group, that place up there, if you want to just go stand, watch the game from up above and check out the skyline, it's spectacular. They did a really nice job with it up there. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what they put the $50 million into when it's all said and done.
I really don't know exactly what direction they're going to go in. Obviously, we were on the air, so I wasn't listening to everything you said. But it will be interesting to see what that means.
We are lucky. We have two great stadiums here. Yeah. We really are. I mean, we are very, very lucky in that regard. And I can't wait to see Climate Pledge. You and I both got a chance to walk through there about a month and a half ago. And from what Kevin and I could tell, they were just starting to get ready to do the finishing touches to it. From what we could tell, I think you'll be really happy with the finished product there. Okay, let's get to it.
It's time for Fact.
Just a Fact, Jack! That's a Fact, Jack!
Or Fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
It is a fact!
Today, Fact or Fiction, which is brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest, is going to be a Kevin Shockey pick. If you're wondering what Fact or Fiction is and you're tuning in for the first time, you've never played before, where the hell have you been? But
we're a little hurt, but it's okay.
But it's okay.
Better late than never.
You are going to be asked in just a couple of minutes to text either the word Fact or Fiction to 49451. And when you do so, if you are correct with your pick, which is either agreeing with the pick by Kevin Shockey, you'll text Fact. Disagree, you'll text Fiction. If you're correct, once this game is complete, you'll be automatically entered to win a $1,000 weekly prize from the Emerald Queen Casino. At the end of the football season, well, our football season, which will go 13 weeks, we're in week two. This is 2 of 13. Whoever has the most correct picks will win $10,000 grand prize. It's that simple. It's that easy. Kevin will give you a selection, and the window will open. So, Kevin, I turn the floor over to you.
I've been going back and forth quite a bit here, Ian. But the more I think about it, I know they're the local team. But Seattle just looked great on the road against a team that has a pretty good home field advantage and is on the upswing. Now that team is coming home to play in front of the best home field advantage in the NFL for the first time in 2 years, with an offense that is humming and looks better than it has, against a team that did not look very good last week. I think I don't want to overthink it here, Ian. It's a lot of points. I don't care. Give me Seattle -6 at home in front of you, the 12s, on Sunday. Seattle -6. I feel good about it.
I think it's a great pick.
I think it's
a great pick. Listen, Tennessee, Kyler Murray had a 121 passer rating against them. Ryan Tannehill got sacked 6 times, and I know that front's probably a little better in Arizona than Seattle's, but he got sacked. Derrick Henry was held to 17 carries, 58 yards. It's not as if they didn't ever give him the ball. He got nothing going. Seattle totally bottled up Jonathan Taylor last week. That front did a great job against him. Seattle at home, Russell Wilson is special there. The rain might be a factor. The weather could be a factor. Russ's passer rating goes down about 15 points, but that is not as bad as some quarterbacks do in the bad weather. He's got big hands. He's short, but got big hands.
Boy, we've heard that a few times.
Short, big hands. I love the pick, man. Seattle -6 over Tennessee, 49451. I love the pick. I absolutely love the pick.
And especially, the different things we've heard, that Derrick Henry always gets better at the end of the year than the beginning of the year. Fantasy owners know this. And that's picking against this Seahawks offense, finally getting a chance to be home again, and the way that they looked last week, I'm like, they have to win by a touchdown. That feels like a lot. Winning by a touchdown is just totally manageable for this team.
Yeah, all they have to do is by a touchdown, extra point. It's not like it's 7.5 or anything like that. Yeah. It's 6 points. I think it's an easy pick. I think it's a great pick. 49451, Seattle -6. If you think Seattle's going to win by at least 7 points on Sunday, text FACT to 49451. If you are a non-believer and you don't like the Seahawks, then you can text FICTION, and I'm going to ask you what the hell's wrong with you. You probably also tell me the Mariners are done, right?
That's
you're probably that same guy. You're probably that same guy. I don't think the Seahawks will win. The Mariners are done.
He hates Seahawks Twitter.
Who would ever say that? again, Kevin's taking Seahawks minus six, 49451. 49451. Fact, all day long. I'm part of the Henry issue, by the way, last week. I mean, it was a 17-0 game to start. I mean, the Cardinals scored on three of their first four possessions. They got out going. Titans had some issues. That defense, as Funston said, and everybody's saying the same thing, that defense isn't good.
Yeah.
And Seattle's offense?
Humming.
Creative. Exciting. You know what the Titans do? We play smash mouth, ground and pound football. Just mashy.
All right, Ian, predict, without looking, what percentage do you think are picking Seattle minus six in this game right now?
I'm going to go 81%.
Close, 77%.
Okay.
I feel like that's pretty solid confidence in the hometown
what
team.
What the hell is wrong with you, Seattle? It should be 90%. 90. This is a softy term. 90. 49451, fact, Seahawks minus six. You got a few more minutes to text in. Get it in right now. Speaking of softy, 90. He joins us next.
It's better than this.
69.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything. Reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was, I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.
Now back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
I don't see Dave Softy Mahler, but I hear his music. It's like an old wrestling thing. Like the music plays, and you're looking around the ring. Where is the villain that we call Softy?
My walk-up song.
Where is he? He's somewhere in the arena, ladies and gentlemen. Well, where is he?
He's coming down from the ceiling.
Coming out of the rafters.
I'm trying to figure out, what is this? This is September. Is that right?
Yes, it is, sir.
2021.
You're correct.
So pandemic hits in basically March of 2020.
Correct.
We were last year at the Central
in
probably January of 2020.
Ooh, dang. Oh. Back at the Central.
Yeah, so we're talking 21 months.
Okay, all right.
21 months.
And how is it, Sophie?
Our return.
Yeah.
It's good. It's changed a little bit. Wildlife a little different than it was, if you feel me.
Would you say it's...
still very quality.
Okay.
Yes. Sights and sounds are pleasing. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, these people aren't stupid.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I mean, you got basically the triangle here with Earls, Joey, and the Central. And I would add the 520, the quadrant.
Yeah.
In and they all come from the same feeder system.
Oh, that's okay? Very good. Yeah. That is very
So we're fired
good.
Up to be here, man. It's been a long time. Joseph and Randy Brazen, obviously we've had a great relationship with them for a decade plus. I mean, even going back longer than that, you know, big supporters of the radio station from their 520 Bar and Grill days to now the Central Bar and Restaurant days, and it's awesome to be back. It's kind of feels like every day there's a little slice of normalcy coming our way, and this is a big one today. So we're fired up to be here, although Mike Holmgren is not fired up to be here. He's not going to be here today.
What?
Well, the whole idea behind doing the show here was to let Mike drive from his Kirkland condo.
Right.
Into Bellevue, so he's not driving into Seattle. I mean, that's how far we go to protect that man. Placate him.
He's a Ring of Honor inductee.
Right. And then he decides to go on a freaking train trip through the Canadian Rockies for the first 2 weeks of the NFL season like he had no idea the NFL was going to start in September.
Well, it's as if it's as if a pandemic hit and he had to make his schedule change, I guess. I don't know
what happened. But we're going to be here throughout the NFL season. You know, there might be some cracking conflicts on a Thursday while we're up at the arena, potentially. So, I mean, heck, dude, they
are they letting you in the arena? Are you sure?
Me? I don't know. Am I allowed in there?
Do you have access to the arena?
Well, you tell me. I mean, you're like the guy that runs everything over there.
Do I have access? Actually, if you're looking at the depth chart, I'm at the very bottom.
Does your boy have access to the arena?
I'm an undrafted free agent.
I know Bucky couldn't get access to the top of the Space Needle today.
Well, is there, why not?
He wanted to go up top and hang out with Junior and Edgar, and they said, "No, man, no, you got to have at least 2 years."
do they consider him a Mariner legend?
Well, if they go by the Seahawks standards, then yes.
That is the funniest thing
ever. He's a Mariner legend.
If you played one snap for the Seahawks, you're considered a Seahawk legend.
Well, did you see the the legend list for the Rumble at the Ridge this year?
I glanced at it. That's why I actually bring it up because like if you took one snap, you're a legend.
Jake Heaps is a Seahawk legend. Michael Bump is a Seahawk legend.
There's other guys on there too, and I
like both those guys.
Actually, if you're on the practice squad, you're a legend, is what it is. Bucky actually hit home runs at T-Mobile Park.
Yes, Bucky actually played. Bucky was on the active roster.
He was on the active roster hitting home runs.
Right. There are some folks who might promote certain people who never made an appearance in a game as a legendary analyst. So you know, it's a pretty loose.
Who are you talking about?
Anybody? I'm just saying.
Say the name.
It's a pretty loose definition, I would say.
Well, who are you talking about?
It could be anybody.
Okay. Who's the person?
Anybody that appeared in any sort of situation.
I don't know who it is.
Could be anybody.
Why won't you say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here you go. Here's your list of Seahawks legends. You ready?
Yeah.
Cooper Helfit.
Hey, you know what? Caught a touchdown pass though.
Did he?
Yeah. Yes.
Brian Walters. And I love Brian Walters.
And nobody could do a fair catch like him.
The first guy to tell you he's not a legend would be Brian Walters. PJ Carlissimo, Seahawk legend.
Seahawk legend. Hey, all right.
Steven Hauschka.
I'll give you that one.
What's your most memorable Steven Hauschka moment as the kicker of the Seahawks?
In Washington when he kicked on the sand with a broken leg.
And okay, that's a good one.
And he kicked it, and he iced the game late on a broken leg.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
That was probably and it's one of those things that no one ever really talked about.
My all-time favorite Steven Hauschka moment is a field goal he did not kick on fourth and six against the Niners.
Yeah,
in the NFC Championship. Remember that?
They came back out and they
went for it and said, "Yeah."
Or how about how
and
about,
they went for it and they scored.
Yeah, or the fake field goal.
Yeah. There you go. Because Alden Smith jumped off sides in the Niner game. That was the biggest contribution Alden Smith ever made to the Seahawks franchise.
Yep.
Was jumping off sides on that.
Did he land anywhere?
No, he's a free agent. Him and Josh Gordon. You want them both back?
Oh.
You want Josh Gordon back?
Why don't you bring that up with Fane and see if you can see how Twitter going and stuff, because that's always fun.
Well, but I mean it's not July anymore, right? It's a different story now. September, when you can have 1,000 guys on the roster, not anymore.
Tell me this, in the week that Clay Helton got fired, do you have Petros today?
He's on today.
What time?
He has come down from his high of Monday night when the news came out that Clay got fired, and Petros will join us today coming up at 4:05.
You stupid wandering Greek!
I cannot wait.
And celebrate the shackles of Helton being removed.
You play that one
USC program. They can now reclaim their past glory because Petros has accomplished his life's mission of getting Clay Helton fired. Really, you wonder where the guy goes from here. He really has no purpose anymore.
You know who he might turn into?
Who's that?
A stupid wandering Greek.
Or.
You stupid wandering Greek!
If he says the word Seahawks, he could be a Seahawk legend.
You stupid idiot!
All right, see ya.
See ya, man.
For the mild-mannered and marginally objectionable Ian Furness, this is Pat O'Day saying so long, everyone.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend Dr. J. Rudd at Aurora LASIK and auroralasik.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. You need to check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd, he is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's auroralasik.com for your refractive lens exchange.